Today.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. How many have the hope that Jesus is going to save them? How many have the trust that Jesus is going to save them? Amen. All right.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er. Joy shall never end. I'll fly away.
For a few weeks, and Bob and I have been, we've been down in the jail a few times together, and there's a gentleman down there that has just made an impact, I think, on some Gideons and people, and even the inmates down there. And I don't remember his name, but I'm sure I'll see him tonight anyway. But this last phrase here, let us not grow weary in the work of love. You know, as a Gideon, we try to extend out and tell people about Jesus and share the word. But sitting in a room with this guy stands about 6'2", 6'3", and he's a big man. And the first night I met him, I didn't know much about him. He didn't really want to share anything, but he even said that. He says, I don't have nothing to share. The next minute you turn around, this guy was preaching for 45 minutes straight. And he was telling the truth, and it just struck me as, wow, why are you here? I don't know why he's there, but God's got a plan for him. And when he spoke, people just listened, and I listened, and it just struck me. And I wish some of you could just share that feeling and being down there, but
glorify thy name.
the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.